Yeah, obviously it's good. I think obviously no European games are easy and stuff, and we had kind of a self-confidence within the group that we knew it was like a target to start here. We wanted to progress in Europe, and after the disappointment of last year, especially like very hard draw last year, and we were unlucky to go out on penalties in the first round. So this year, obviously, to qualify and to play in the Aviv, obviously the other night as well, was a great experience. And but I think the joy kind of quickly turned, and we shift our focus to Sunday, really, back to the league, like, and that's our main focus now. But obviously, it's great to play in Europe and qualify, obviously, like you said.
Was that your first time playing in the Aviva?
It was, yeah. First ever time, yeah, so it was good. I was actually up there the weekend watching my good friend Paul Boyle there. He made his debut for Ireland, so he played there on the Saturday and I played there on the Thursday, so good little story.
Absolutely, yeah. And going into Thursday's game, you obviously had the 1-1 draw from the first leg. So in earlier times, that would have been a really excellent result because of the away goals. But that rule has been scrapped now. So I guess you knew you had to score goals if you wanted to go through there on Thursday.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we back ourselves to score goals. Like, we pride ourselves on good attacking football. And we knew if we came back to the Aviva with a good result that we could really have a go. And especially with the fans behind us as well. You know, first time playing in front of a good chunk of fans since March last year, I think, so it was great to have them back. And like you said, yeah, good to get the result and then obviously bring them back to the Aviva, where we knew we could really have a go and get at them, so, and thankfully we did. So,
and look, I guess we're almost sick of talking about the impact of fans now, but I suppose it can't be overstated that, you know, to have that home crowd behind you, especially in a big stadium like that, it makes it feel like a proper event. It makes it feel like a really, really important match. And, you know, even that does help you, even that 1-2%, which could be the difference in the game.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it gives you chills even going out the other day and you hear the fans, like 6,000 in the stadium. It felt like 56,000 there. Like, you know what I mean? They really made themselves heard. And it's just great to be playing back in front of fans and a bit more normality. And I think the fans will tell you the same. It's great for them. They feel like it's great to be back to watch us. And I think, yeah, can't complain about that. And hopefully there'll be many more games where we get back to normal and get the fans back in behind us and stuff. So.
Certainly, absolutely. And your role, to be fair, has changed a little bit since we were last talking. I think that was about 2 years ago. You were on the bench for the game on Thursday, so you know you have to do a big job when you come on. No player ever wants to be a sub, but I guess for a big cup clash like that, you know it's a team game and you have to know that everybody has a role on the day.
Exactly, yeah. Like, obviously it's disappointing. Everybody wants to play in the big games, and unfortunately that's not the case. Like, you can't always play. And I think we train very hard, the whole squad, and we train that hard because you have to be ready when you get called upon. And I think that's kind of a good peace of mind for the likes of myself if I'm on the bench, that I know that I've put in the work and that if I come on, I'm more than capable of doing the job. And I think we have a lot of players in the same boat like that. And we know that we have a good strength and depth. And I think that'll probably have to show now over the next couple of weeks. We've a busy period coming up. We've European games, we've league games, the FAI Cup starting now soon as well. So it's, the games will come ticking fast and our squad's going to be needed. So I think that's part and parcel of the game, and I think we're lucky that we have such a good squad that when really somebody comes out, it's like next man in kind of thing. Like, the man that comes in is more than capable, like, as just as the lad that came out. And I think that's really important, especially obviously now, like I said, we've big build up of games, and like, you can get tired bodies, and that can probably wear you down in a season, where it probably has done in the past for us. Really, we've probably hit a wall 3/4 of the way through the season and let bodies that played most of the games, whereas now we can chop and change, and we know that we have strength and depth, and that the lads coming in can provide the same quality as the lads that are being replaced. So it's just up to the lads on the bench, obviously, to have a good attitude and be ready when called upon.
And Bows are very fortunate to have an awful lot of brilliant defenders and brilliant midfielders as well. And Dawson Devoy was somebody who really announced himself on the big stage against Darnan there. Just tell us what it's like to play with him.
Ah, he's a joy to play with. Like the rest of the lads, like Bucco and Rossi and all the rest of the boys, but Dawson, the boys, everybody in the squad will tell you, I don't even think that people have seen the best of him yet. I think his potential is endless, and yeah, it's obviously a joy to play with, and everybody just gives him the ball. It's just give Dawson the ball and he'll just make things happen, you know. And I think people are really starting to see him now this year, how good of a player he is. And like I said, he definitely has more potential to go on and play at whatever level he wants to play at, I think.
And he needs a rock-solid defensive midfielder beside him, so that's you right up for the job there. So how do you get yourself back and a fixture in this Bows team?
I think it's just about biding my time and getting back in and hopefully getting a good run of games. Just have to keep chipping away and training hard and make sure that I'm ready to take the chance when called upon, and hopefully that'll come soon.
Off the field, you've made some moves as well. You picked up a scholarship with TUD. That's in architectural technology. So tell me, like, I'm tick, what is that?
It's similar to architecture, really. It's like another field within architecture. Look after all the kind of technical aspects of buildings and stuff. Probably a bit boring now to go into detail about, but I just finished first year in college, so it was a tough year balancing football and college, but it was enjoyable that I was able to kind of split between the two. Obviously sport and architecture is two completely different fields, and that was partly the reason I went down that route, because I wanted to kind of separate my sporting life from my potential work life in the future, and that I'd be able to go to football and forget about work, and go to work and forget about football, kind of thing. So yeah, I really enjoyed first year, and moving into second year now in September, I'm sure it'll be just as difficult. So,
and you've actually moved up there to Grange Gorman as well to sort of really get yourself into college life. But have you actually got onto campus yet due to COVID and all that?
We were on campus quite a bit last year at the start of the year, but it was obviously all social distance, so it wasn't the same as what it usually is. But like I said, I moved up to Grange Gorman. That's benefited me with my football as well. Obviously, I was travelling up the N50 five or six times a week. The first year I was up, well, the first 2 years, this year I didn't really have to. Probably I went from being the furthest away from Dalyman to the closest person living to Dalyman, so I'm way down the road now, so it's handy. Helps with recovery and stuff, so it's, yeah, really enjoyed living in Dublin, actually.
Keith will know where you are now if he ever goes looking for you anyhow.
That's it, exactly.
Unfortunately, from the glamorous highs of a European game, you have to take on Longford Town now on Sunday. How do you get yourself up for that one after the high of Thursday?
I think it's fairly easy for us, really. We're just go through our usual processes. I think fairly quickly after the game on Thursday night, Keith and Trevor obviously said, like, congratulations and enjoy tonight, but our focus now switches to Sunday. And I think winning games in Europe and all is great, and it's a big bonus, but I think the league is our bread and butter. Like, winning games and going through rounds in Europe this year is no good unless we can secure Europe for next year again. So, and that's done through our league form, and hopefully we can put in a good performance on Sunday. Like you said, against Longford, there'll be no easy test. So, yeah, looking forward to the game, and hopefully getting a run out and doing well. So,
last year, Shamrock Rovers really ran away with the league, so we didn't have much of a title race. We certainly have one this year. I mean, Rovers, Pats and Sligo Rovers are all in with a shout still, and you guys aren't too far away either. I mean, you've got three games on Pats at the minute, and you're just 11 points behind. So, you know, you're not out of the game just yet.
No, we just keep plugging away. We take every game as it comes, you know, it's a massive cliche. Everybody always says it, but we're just focusing on the next game against Longford and hopefully putting in a good performance, and hopefully that, again, in turn leads on to 3 points, and that's only as far as we can look now, really. We just take it one game at a time.
The draw for the European Conference League will be on Monday. I don't know if you know any of the other big teams that are going to be in there. I think you have the likes of Astana and some of these Champions League fixtures for the last little while. So is there any team you'd like to come up against?
No, I haven't even had a look, to be honest. I don't even know who's in the draw now, to be honest with you. So I couldn't really say. But obviously, whoever we get, we'll take, and we'll give them a good go and hopefully see where we end up.